the First Nighter program.
Miller. Miller.
Time as the Miller Brewing Company of Milwaukee brings theater goers across the nation, First Nighter. Yes, the brewers of Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer, invite you to fourth row center seats each week at this time for a new Broadway opening night. The First Nighter program, starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soulet. An opening night on Broadway. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another colorful evening at the Little Theater off Times Square. And here is our host, the genial First Nighter, Rye Billsbury.
Good evening. Happy to have you with us. My cab is waiting. Won't you step in? All right, driver, to the Little Theater. Across 42nd Street and up Broadway, blazing with the world's most spectacular electric signs and into theater land. There ahead is our destination, the Little Theater off Times Square.
Where should we on?
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seat.
Thank you. We'll go right here. Now we just have time to look at our program. The play, a comedy romance called A Shower for the Bridesmaid by Ruth Henning. Starred in tonight's play are two of your favorites, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soulet. Barbara Luddy plays Marjorie. Olin Soulet is heard as Johnny. In tonight's illustrious cast are Sarah Selby as the mother, Ben Wright as Brooke, Harley Bayer plays Mike, Bob Jellison the page, and the production is staged and directed by Joseph Ailey. Hey! There's the signal for first curtain. The house lights are out. And here's the play.
Here comes the
Oh, Marjorie, you better hurry with your shower. The car's coming for us at 7.
No, I can't hear you, Mother. I'll be out in a minute. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Oh, I just love weddings. Wish this wedding tonight were mine instead of Cynthia's.
Well, don't worry, darling. You'll be having a wedding of your own someday.
Hey, Mother, come to see if you can open this shower door. Stop.
Well, for goodness sake. Oh, well, it's jammed all right. I don't think we can open it.
We've got to. Can't you try something?
Now, don't get excited here. I'll just call the janitor.
Well, hurry then. Only don't call him the janitor, Mom. In a hotel like this, it's the engineer.
All right, the engineer then.
Tell him it's a matter of life and death.
Now, there he is. Here, Marjorie, I'll throw your robe over the top of the shower.
No.
Yes, ma'am. You called for help?
Come right in, young man. In here in the bathroom. My daughter's stuck in the shower.
Stuck in the shower?
That's what she said. I'm right in here.
Well, I'm sorry I can't see you through that frosted glass, but I'm pleased to meet you anyway.
Never mind the formalities. Just do something. The door is jammed.
Very funny.
It is very funny. I can hardly control myself.
But you said life or death.
It is, and if you don't get me out of here this minute, I'm going to sue the hotel.
Okay. Just keep your shirt on. I mean, off.
If you please, we can do without comedy.
Well, have you got a screwdriver?
Oh, naturally. I never take a shower without a screwdriver.
Never mind. I'll find something. Usually there's a bottle opener around these suites.
Oh, yes. I'll get it.
Yeah, by all means, try the bottle opener. And if that doesn't work, you might try a nail file. And then maybe I could lend you a blowtorch.
Well, here's the bottle opener. Do you really think it'll work?
No. If I can just get in the catch here.
Oh, I do hope so. You see, we're going to be late for a wedding.
A wedding? No kidding. Well, let's invite the groom and the minister up here. I'm crazy about weddings.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not the bride. I'm the bridesmaid.
Oh, what a pity. Always a bridesmaid, huh? Never a bride?
I have never been a bridesmaid before in my life. My cousin's getting married, and I've come all the way from Kansas just for the wedding. Why don't you do something?
Don't you worry, honey. I'll get you out of there if I have to break the glass.
But wouldn't that be dangerous?
Yes. Well, where's the nail file? I'll try that.
Oh, for goodness sake. Here.
Yeah, thanks. It may be small enough to... Yeah, I think it's gonna... There! Now!
Wait a minute. Don't open the door yet.
I thought you were in a hurry.
Just a minute while I get this rope fastened. All right.
Madam, allow me. Well, if I'd only known, I'd have worked a little faster.
Well, why are you standing there? Mother, give him a dollar.
Oh, no, thanks, just the same. But I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
Now, go away, please. I'll be late for the wedding.
All right, I'll go. But first, promise you'll give me all your shadow door business.
Get out! Brooke, wasn't it a wonderful wedding? And isn't Cynthia the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
Yes, except one. You.
Brooke, you'll turn my head, but I love it.
Let's dance.
Well, I'd like to later, but right now I'm starved.
Well, that's easy. I'll go right out and get you a plate of chicken salad.
Oh, that sounds heavenly. Marjorie, dear, you look simply beautiful in that pink dress. Mother, look over there. Where, dear? What? Here, by the punch bowl, that man. I can't believe my eyes. It's the same one. It is.
Who, Marjorie? Who is it?
That engineer or janitor or whatever he is who pried me out of the shower this evening.
Oh, Marjorie, no. What would he be doing here?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Excuse me a minute.
But, Marjorie, what are you going to do? Well.
Hello. How did you get in? Nail file, no doubt.
Hello. I beg your pardon, but I don't believe
it. Oh, now, don't pretend you don't know me.
Well, I'll admit I'd like to, but...
Perhaps it would refresh your memory if I told you where we met. At the Ritz Plaza Hotel, where you work.
No. You're not... Oh, the damsel in distress. Well, forgive me, but I didn't know you with your clothes on.
For goodness sake, what do people think?
Well, and you'll have to admit you look different with hair. I mean, without a shower cap, you know.
I might have known you'd have the poor taste to bring up something like that, you cheap fraud.
Oh, now, you're just saying that to make me feel good. How about a dance?
Certainly not.
Huh? Too bad. In that case, I think I'll tell some of the fellows about an interesting experience I had earlier this evening. It seems a young lady was stuck in a shower.
Oh, and... you wouldn't.
You care to dance?
Oh, all right.
Good. My name's Johnny Jones. I noticed you in the wedding. You were stunning. Who are you?
I'm Cynthia's cousin from Kansas, remember? What's your game, anyway?
My game?
What are you doing here, crashing a party like this?
I just like parties.
It wouldn't be that you're looking for a rich girl to marry.
Is that bad?
I suspected as much. I guess you thought it would be easy just because you're good-looking in a cheap sort of way and have a rather obvious charm.
Why, thank you, Miss Collins. I didn't know you cared.
I hate you.
Even after I rescued you from a fake worship?
Will you quit bringing that up?
You brought it up first. Of course, I realized you had to have some excuse to get me to dance with you.
That settles it. Mr. Johnny Jones, if that's really your name, I warn you. If you try anything, I'll expose you.
Oh, look. The bride's going to toss a bouquet. Come on, maybe you can catch it.
Oh, stop pushing me.
Sir, what did I tell you? Congratulations.
Oh, darling, you caught the bouquet. Oh, how wonderful. Now, you can have that wedding of your own you were wishing for.
Well, Marjorie, why didn't you tell me you wanted to get married? I'll get the minister.
Mr. Jones, before I'd marry you, I'd plant these flowers. On your head.
The curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Well, Mr. First Nighter, it's time for our time out at the champagne room. Join me?
I can't think of a better way to spend an intermission. Pardon me, please.
Yes, excuse me, please.
Oh, there's Johnny, the bartender, beckoning over there.
Good evening, Johnny. Nice to see you again, gentlemen. And here's your usual two Miller High Life.
What service? And what refreshment?
Say, have you gentlemen heard the good news about Miller Brewing Company?
Well, what's that, Johnny?
Well, there's been such a great demand for Miller High Life that even that record-breaking 3 million barrels produced last year wasn't enough. So the Miller people are going to spend over $20 million on a new expansion program just to satisfy the many millions of folks who want more Miller High Life.
Say, that's a compliment to America, Johnny. That so many people appreciate quality and make it possible for a fine product to become such an overwhelming favorite.
I hope everyone has the opportunity to enjoy life with Miller High Life. To know why it's called the champagne of bottled beer.
Yes, I'd like to talk more about that expansion, Johnny.
But right now we have to get back to shower for the bridesmaid. See you later then, huh?
Till then, gentlemen.
Curtain. Curtain.
Curtain. This night as we're hurrying down the aisles to their seats, the lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of A Shower for the Bridesmaid.
Somebody's at the door, Mother.
Will you go, Marjorie? Mm. It's probably the waiter. I ordered breakfast. Mm.
Just a minute. Oh, good morning. Just bring it right in, please.
Well, well, well. So that's the way we look when we get up in the morning. Not as beautiful as last night, but cute.
Well, it's you.
Sure. The waiter's a friend of mine. Hey, what happened to you last night? I thought as long as we lived at the same place, I might as well bring you home.
Very thoughtful of you, but I had a date.
Brooke Patterson?
Is that any of your business?
Sure. I was going to dance with you again.
From the way you were monopolizing Pamela Thornberry.
Jealous.
Don't be ridiculous. I suppose the fact that Pamela Thornberry is a very wealthy girl had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. But she is pretty.
You like redheads.
I believe you are jealous. Good. How about a date?
I'm meeting Brooke at noon.
Tomorrow night?
I'm busy.
Brooke?
Yes. And I'm seeing him tomorrow afternoon, too.
Monday.
Look, I'm just in town for another week, and I promised Brooke all my time until then. Does that settle it?
No, not necessarily. Now, look, Brooke's a nice fellow. You'll be as safe with him as you'd be with your maiden aunt. But I ask you, who wants to see New York with a maiden aunt?
I do. I mean, I don't care to discuss him with you.
Brooke will bore you.
Do I have to throw this coffee pot at you?
You'll be sorry.
Come in, Brooke. Just make yourself at home.
Why, thanks. I was hoping you would ask me in.
Oh, what a day. Goodness, maybe we shouldn't have tried to do all of Manhattan in one day.
All? But we're not nearly finished. No. Tomorrow we're doing Grant's tomb, the aquarium, the Statue of Liberty.
Stop. Makes me tired just thinking about it. Where I come from, two blocks, and you're out of town. Goodness sake, who can that be at this time of night?
Good evening, Miss Collins. I've come to fix that shower door.
You've what?
There's been a defective shower door reported in this suite, and I've come to fix it.
At this time of night?
Have to do it when we can, ma'am.
Well, you can't do it tonight. It'll have to wait.
But isn't it just possible?
It is not. Good night. They have the weirdest employees in this hotel.
Now, I wish you'd move out to our place as I wanted you to.
Oh, well, thanks, but after all, Mother and I will be here only a few more days.
Marjorie, I wish I could talk you into staying on. I want you to know me better, Marjorie.
Oh, you're very sweet, Brooke, but... Goodness, startle me. Excuse me, Brooke.
Sorry to bother you again, miss, but I'm afraid I left a monkey wrench here.
How could you leave a monkey wrench here when you weren't even inside the door?
Oh, no, I don't mean tonight. Yesterday, when I was in here doing a repair job. So I wondered if I could just come in and look around for it.
Well, couldn't you possibly wait until morning to get it?
But I might need it tonight.
I believe the lady said to come back in the morning.
You know, it's funny about that job here yesterday. An emergency.
Oh, let him come in and get it over with.
Gee, thanks, miss. I won't be a minute. I think I left it in the bathroom.
Well, I'm sorry for these interruptions, Brooke.
Oh, never mind. Marjorie, I realize we only met last week. Marjorie, you're so beautiful.
Please, Brooke, wait till he leaves.
Well, I don't care about him.
Oh, pardon me. I guess I'll be leaving now.
Where is the monkey wrench?
The monkey wrench?
Mm.
Oh, there. I must have left it someplace else.
That's what I thought.
Funny thing, too. I could have sworn I threw a monkey wrench in here.
Well, good night. I hope you find it. And when you do, do me a favor, will you?
Sure, ma'am. Anything.
Hit yourself over the head with it. Good night. That's there.
I'm afraid I've made rather a mess of this so far. But...
Well, it wasn't your fault, Brooke, so many interruptions.
Yes, well, I'm not a very good talker, but I've got to make you see how much I love you and want you to marry me. There. Look out.
Why, Brooke?
Well, I probably... Well, for the time... Please tell me. Is there a chance for me, Marjorie?
Well, Brooke, I don't know what to say.
Yes, but after all you did say, if you wanted to get married, you'd like to live in your room.
Oh, I would, but Brooke... Oh, the telephone. Excuse me, please.
Of course.
Hello?
Hello, beautiful. Has he popped the question yet?
Well, how in the world did you...
Well, it wasn't hard to figure out what he had on his mind.
Well, of all the Lord...
Everything's fair in love and war, honey.
Well, for your information, he's already acting. So there.
What did you say? Have you answered him yet?
I didn't have a chance. Phone rang.
What timing? Well, listen, honey, don't say anything till you see me. I'll be right out.
You do nothing of the kind.
Now, look, I won't bother you anymore under one condition.
And what is that?
Go out with me tomorrow night.
That is out of the question.
Okay, I'll be right out.
No. All right, you win.
All right, I'll see you at 7. Now go on back to Brookie, and baby, hold that line.
I'm sorry to be so long, but it was an old friend.
Well, Marjorie?
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm waiting for my answer.
Oh, but please give it to you right now.
When, Marjorie?
Well, this is Saturday. I'll give you your answer Monday, Brooke.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
While our cast is getting ready for Act 3 of tonight's play, here are two words for the ladies. Two words that every smart shopper keeps in mind when she's at the neighborhood food store. Quality and pleasure. Yes, the ladies know that when buying food and refreshments, quality is important. Because the better the quality, the greater the pleasure. Fine cuts of meat, carefully selected cheeses, excellence in any packaged food or beverage is not only the way to get the most from the budget, but the way to keep family and friends happy and satisfied. And those two words apply perfectly to Miller High Life. For with this traditionally fine beer, quality is unquestioned. And the pleasure it brings is evident by its reputation as the champagne of bottled beer. And when it comes to Miller High Life, you can add the word convenience, too. For Miller High Life is easy to take home in handy six-pack cartons. Look for the crimson cartons of Miller High Life the next time you're shopping. Remember the words quality and pleasure. Then ask for Miller High Life. Today's night is all American, ready for the last time. And there goes the bridge.
Well, honey, here we are. The Ritz Plaza Hotel. A dingy little hovel, but we call it home.
Thirteen? Didn't seem fly at all.
Maybe it's my fascinating company.
Maybe.
Did the walk tire you?
No, not at all. I loved it. I think New York is exciting, especially at night.
Say, I've got an idea. I'm really going to show you Manhattan. I know a place where the view is spectacular. How about it?
Oh, I saw it yesterday afternoon. Brooke took me to the top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, tourist stuff. This is different. Besides, it's better at night. Follow me. This princess is known as the penthouse. Manhattan's full of them, but none so high as this one.
Well, but Johnny, doesn't somebody live here?
Oh, sure, but he's away tonight. I got a pass key.
But is he sort of like breaking in?
No, I know the fellow who lives here. He won't mind.
Hello.
Come on in.
Oh, Johnny, this is fun. Yeah, I feel like a burglar or something.
Relax, burglar. I want you to enjoy this. Come on out here on the terrace. Over here to the railing.
Charming. Oh, it's simply breathtaking.
It's all yours, honey. My present to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Johnny. It's the nicest present I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm pretty crazy about it myself. It's my town.
I don't blame you. Everything about it is exciting. Such big things are happening all the time.
Something big has happened to me, Marjorie. You.
Oh, Johnny. Do you feel it, too?
Marjorie, darling.
Oh, Johnny, I feel so dizzy and kind of breathless. You think it's the altitude?
No, honey, it isn't the altitude.
Johnny, no, now just don't kiss me again.
Why not?
I've got this thing.
What about? Brooke Patterson?
Yes, I haven't given him my answer yet.
He's pretty rich, baby.
Well, that wouldn't matter to me.
Are you sure? Money's pretty important when you haven't got
it. I've got to go now, Johnny. Please let me go.
Oh, wait, Marjorie.
Goodbye, John. Marjorie, darling, what's the matter?
Let's go home, Mother, please. I hate New York.
Why, Marjorie? Is it Johnny? Oh, Mother, I'm such a dope. I've fallen in love with that janitor.
Well, there's nothing so terrible about that. Honest work is no disgrace.
Oh, it isn't that. It's just that he isn't in love with me. Not really.
He certainly acted like it.
He's just an opportunist, that's all. He thinks I'm rich because I'm Julia's cousin.
You love him so much?
Yes.
Well, dry your eyes then, because Johnny doesn't think you're rich. We had a long talk yesterday afternoon while you were out with Brooks.
You talked to Johnny?
Yes. He came in to fix something or other, and we had a lovely chat.
Oh, Mother, you're wonderful.
Well, now, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll talk to Johnny, of course. I know. Mother, call the engineer's office and ask him to come up here.
But what are you going to do?
I'm going to take a shower.
Is that why you're combing his hair and putting on fresh lipstick?
Never mind. I'll call him, Mother, quick.
But you can't take a shower. The door still isn't fixed.
I know it.
Is that Mr. Johnny? I'll let him in.
Is it here you were calling for help with the shower door, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. Yes, I suppose so. My daughter's stuck in the shower.
You shall have the little lady out in a jiffy. Don't you worry none, miss.
Who are you?
I'm Mike O'Hara, the engineer, miss.
But you're not the one I loaned. I want the other one.
The other what?
The other engineer, Johnny.
Is Miss the only one that is?
Who is Johnny Jones?
Somebody calling me? Oh, hello, Mike. Here, I'll fix that door. You got a nail file on this column?
Oh, Johnny, you can.
Sure. Didn't I tell you I wanted this job exclusive?
Oh, Johnny, I'm sorry I ran away tonight. I was all mixed up. I didn't understand.
I know, baby.
Johnny, darling, you could be a janitor all your life and it wouldn't make any difference. I love you.
Now she tells me with a glass door between us.
But, Johnny, who are you anyway?
Mike. What do you think of a girl who visits a man in his apartment and doesn't even know who he is?
Well?
Introduce us, Mike.
Miss, this is Mr. John Stuyvesant Jones III. He lives up in the penthouse.
Jesus.
Yeah, Miss Collins and I have met informally.
But I don't understand.
It's simple. My phone was out of order, so I went down to see Mike. His phone rang. I answered it. Your mother said it was a matter of life and death, so I came.
Oh, for heaven's sake, and to think of the awful things I said to you.
Ah, you were cute.
But why didn't you tell me?
Well, at first I didn't want to embarrass you, and then later I just didn't want to.
And all the time I thought you were a fortune hunter.
There. I've got it. The door.
Oh, Johnny, darling.
Sweetheart.
Jeez, the little lady is fully dressed.
Sure enough, does she always take a shower with all her clothes, huh?
Oh, well, of course not. Only does she know she's going to get stuck in there.
Can you say that again, ma'am? Your doctor knew she was going to get stuck in the shower?
Not really. That's why she went in.
That's why she went in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to be sure. That's why she went in.
Ah, the saints be praised, ma'am.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The performance of another play in the little theater off Times Square. This Lottie and Mr. Soleil are smiling over the footlights, and the audience makes this sound like a hit. Next week, don't miss Forget Me Not for Fran, a fascinating play. Remember, next week, same time. Now we're moving out of the theater and into the street. There's our Miller High Life host for the evening, Vincent Pelletier.
Well, I'll be with you in a moment, Mr. First Matter. I just want to invite our friends and guests to be with us again when the Miller Brewing Company brings us another aisle seat to First Matter. Until that time, make every night and day Miller High Life time in your home. Enjoy life with Miller High Life, the genuine Milwaukee beer that's brewed and bottled for you by the Miller Brewing Company only and only in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The First Matter program is a copyrighted radio feature. Tomorrow, laugh with Bob Hope and Groucho on NBC.